a new year for the Board of Supervisors, and along with it includes a new chairman. Second District Supervisor David Rabbit was selected to be chairman of the board for 2019, and he joins us right now here on the KSRO Live Line. Good morning, Supervisor Rabbit.
Hey, good morning, Daniel. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I hope you're feeling well this morning, despite what my brief slip up in the throat said there.
Oh, yeah, no, and I hope that Pat is on the mend as well.
Oh, yeah, she's. I think she'll be doing much better. Hopefully she'll be joining us a bit later this week. Let's talk about, though, of course, you becoming chairman of the board. This is your first time doing so since 2014. As you take the reins of the board and essentially the county itself, what would you say the state of Sonoma County is as we end this decade?
Well, I think overall the state of the county is very good. I think obviously the fires were a bit of a setback and traumatized us, and we're still in the midst of the recovery there. So we're, you know, while our core services and our delivery methods are well established and doing great work, we have this kind of anxiety about fire recovery, which also means that there's a certain anxiety about financial implications of that. So I think this particular year is a bit of a transition year in that regard. I think the second year of the fire recovery, you know, it's like nose to the grindstone, and not everything is guaranteed in terms of reimbursements and what you need to do. We know we're going to be expending additional dollars because of it. We have to have financial discipline to be able to prioritize those things that are most important to the greatest amount of folks in the county. So I think it's going to be one of those years where it's just nose to the grindstone. I'm hoping for a very productive year. Mm-hmm. I think I said yesterday that we have a trauma-free year and a drama-free year, and just kind of get a lot of good work done to advance the county.
Well, hopefully it is a trauma and drama-free year for you and the county, obviously. But, you know, it's a crucial time also for rebuilders as well, as a lot of them are going to be going through a financial stretch, especially with their insurance holders this year. Is the county going to be planning to step up in any way when it starts becoming realized for so many of those?
Yeah, I think what you found, and certainly true in the county, and I think this is true of Santa Rosa as well, and I applaud all their actions that they've taken to make sure, basically, for the rebuild, not only expediting the rebuild, but getting out of the way, not having, being as flexible as possible to really be able to help people get back into their homes and back onto their properties. And I think the county is going to continue in that vein. You know, housing is important. I think the county and the city of Santa Rosa have recognized the housing crisis overall, not just the fire areas even, but, you know, we had the housing crisis prior to. What can we do differently? And I think the fires have given us an opportunity to kind of relook at how we do things. Because government overall, for all the right reasons, usually it's very additive. Rarely do you kind of take things away. You just kind of keep adding more layers. And I think every now and again you got to step back, take that broader view and go, why are we doing it that way? Mm-hmm. Is that the best way to do it to achieve our goal? So I think we'll continue to do that. And you're absolutely right. You know, as the 24-month period comes up and temporary housing assistance goes away and puts more pressure on folks, and that we're going to have to make sure that we're as proactive as possible in terms of making sure people can get back in to their homes.
How much stress will the budget be under this year?
Well, it remains to be seen. You know, the budgets are always kind of, especially in this state and the way that money flows, you know, our budget is close to $1.7 billion. A lot of those dollars come from federal and state sources. And you could imagine, you know, look what's happening in Washington, D.C. right now. We're getting, you know, yesterday I contacted NACO, our National Association of Counties, regarding food stamp or SNAP benefits, which, you know, could come to have a problem if the shutdown lasts longer. So, you know, we right now we are projecting being in the red. We're hoping that we usually are, rightfully so, conservative in our projections, because you'd rather be pleasantly surprised than having to do cuts. But we're approaching it very seriously, looking at having departments do analysis of what is it that they're required or statutory required to do. What are those things that we do above and beyond? Because quite frankly, the things that we add to the mix or the things that we do above and beyond, which may be great things to do, are probably going to be those things that we're going to have to really look at and cut. And what we don't want to do is to get to the point where we're not providing services at the best and highest level. And it's one of those things where you get to a certain point where you can't really cut across the board, because that's what you're doing, is just diminishing your ability to service people or provide those services, but really have to look at individual programs. And that's tough on the board. It forces the board, I think, in a good way to make priorities, and that's the number one policy document that we have is the budget. So it's going to be a tough year in that regard, and we're going to have to make some really difficult decisions, hoping as we go along that the economy stays strong and that the dollars can keep flowing. I think anyone who looks at the economy and the stock market, especially, and what are the indicators and how long we've been in this expansion growth, everyone is kind of waiting for the shoe to drop, but no one knows when it's going to happen. We don't want to be caught flat-footed when that does happen.
Would there be any saving grace in your mind from money coming from Sacramento? Governor Newsom, in a set of announcement yesterday, said in the new budget is going to be offering tens of millions to make up for several property tax losses and throughout several counties in Northern California.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, no, definitely. Obviously we had a 2-year commitment from Governor Brown. It's nice to see that Governor Newsom's following up on that. Quite frankly, with the amount of destruction in the state of California, we were kind of not sure where they were going to go with that. The great thing is that with the significant surplus that the state has built up, now it's time to take advantage of that in terms of making sure that these counties like ours are made whole. Because, again, we have nowhere else to go on that. The state has more flexibility in terms of what they can do. And I know that they have their own revenue-raising problems that maybe they'll figure out in the next so many years. But for us, it's going to be definitely an important feature going ahead. The pace of the rebuild eventually, a 2-year backfill, year 3 does not mean that you're going to be back where you were before, especially at the pace of where we are now. And not only that, so you have a drop in revenues, but you have a significant increase in costs. Some of those costs are covered by FEMA and state sources. Some of them are not. And a lot of them, the general fund is really our dollars that are most discretionary. And we've chose at this particular point, I think rightfully so, to put more dollars into our emergency services prevention. And, even yesterday, we passed in one of our items to go in and take care of trees on private property that have on the 90 miles of roads where they could fall over onto the roadway. Because just because they're on private property doesn't mean that they're no less dangerous for the public. And all those things cost money. And some of it for the county is always going to be a cash flow, because FEMA takes forever to reimburse, and it is very convoluted, and you can imagine the amount of paperwork that goes on for that. And you're putting the money out, up front, waiting to get reimbursed many times years later. So it puts pressure all across the board. We're trying to stay on top of it. Staff is doing a great job staying on top of it. But it just means that, again, fiscal discipline is the key going forward.
Well, we'll be very interested to see how that that plays out, fiscal discipline for 2019 for Sonoma County. Supervisor Rabbit, or Chairman Rabbit, thank you very much for your time.
Hey, thank you, Daniel. Take care.
That is Supervisor and now Chairman of the Board of Supervisors, David Rabbit.